Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back to Pádraig.
Good morning again, Mary. Well, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano came face to face at a press conference in New York overnight ahead of their highly anticipated third bout at Madison Square Garden. Taylor won both previous fights against the Puerto Rican, but after their bout in Texas last November, Serrano accused Taylor of intentional headbutting. As we heard earlier in the programme, the press conference was quite a noisy affair with an obvious tension between both fighters. And Katie Taylor has been speaking in the past few hours to Paul O'Flynn.
Yeah, I feel great. I'm very, very excited about Friday night. I can't wait to step in there. I'm involved in another, obviously, historic night. I can't believe, looking back on my journey as a professional boxer and an amateur boxer, the positions that I've been able to be involved in, and at these big, big nights. This is something that I dreamed of as a kid, and I get a chance to perform again on the biggest stage possible in Madison Square Garden. This is unbelievable.
You seem to be in different kind of form this week. Normally you brush off all this pre-match talk, but you've kind of engaged with Serrano this time. You seem quite annoyed by the talk from her camp about what they said last time with the dirty tricks and that she should have won the fight. Is that how you feel?
I'm not really annoyed at it, but I just I'm allowed to speak my mind, and there's been a lot of complaining and a lot of whining from the other team about the decisions, about the headbutts, about whatever. So I think enough is enough, and I have no problem speaking my mind when I need to. A lot of times I choose to stay silent, but there's a time to stay silent, and there's a time to speak up, and this is my time to speak up, I guess.
Is that one of the reasons you took this fight?
I took this fight just to be involved in another huge mega fight, and to be headlining an all-female card is an absolute privilege. This is amazing position to be in.
That's Katie Taylor. Paddy Talley's tenure as Derry football manager has come to an end after only 8 months. He took over from Mickey Hart last November. Derry GAA thanked him for his integrity, energy and commitment. The team failed to win a league or championship game while Talley was in charge. Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland semi-final between Meath and Donegal, confirmation that both teams will wear their regular jerseys. The GAA were initially looking at a change of colours, but referee Paul Falloon has indicated that he has no concerns now over a colour clash.
So Meath were green, Donegal were yellow, yes?
Yes. And obviously, traditionally over the years they would have changed, but it's not going to be an issue, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Tadej Pogačar will have a lot of jerseys to wear today at the Tour de France. He's going to be the first rider to wear the yellow, green and polka dot jerseys at this stage of the race since Eddie Merckx in 1970. So it's going to be very hot for him with all those jerseys on. Eddie Dunbar is 30th overall with Ben Healy 53rd. Shelburne defeated Linfield 1-0 at Talca Park in their Champions League first round qualifier. Mipo Odubeko scored the only goal in the 58th minute to give Shells the advantage heading into the second leg in Belfast next Wednesday. Damien O'Mara got the views of Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien.
Yeah, listen, as I said before, European football for me is like four halves. You know, there's two halves to go, like, and that's how you look at it, you know. We have a one goal advantage, but listen, it's not a lot. Obviously, you know how football is and how quick it can change like that. So overall, their performance is really good, and that's what I asked for the lads to go out and show everyone how good of footballers we are as a squad, and I thought we'd done that. Thought our performance was really good, and look, at delighted to get the win.
They dealt with the occasion really well.
Yeah, no, definitely, and they embraced that, and that's what I wanted them to do, you know, and to play, great atmosphere here. I think both sets of fans thought it was really good, you know, walking out. These are special nights. This football club is a unbelievable home record in Europe, you know, and we wanted to continue that on, and we were able to do that.
I think that's 11 games unbeaten now. Like, is there almost a sense of pressure gone tonight because you've had to endure the build-up to this, a lot of outside noise that, you know, from now on, I know it sounds ridiculous to say you can focus on the second leg, but it's nearly football all the way.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's obviously a huge occasion, so the lads are knowing that, and there's obviously a lot of media attention, journalists, a lot more journalists than normal, but yeah, that's part and parcel of it. I just wanted to make sure it was all about the lads, and ultimately it was about them then taking over a quarter to eight and putting that best foot forward and putting in a top performance, and I thought they'd done that.
Is there a frustration based on the first half in particular that it's only a goal?
Yeah, but look, it's great while winning and it's great while leading, so we have a 1-0 advantage going up there, but listen, still all to play for.
Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien there. Tonight, St. Patrick's Athletic have a home game against Hegelmann of Lithuania in the Conference League qualifiers. At the Women's Euros, England got their quarter-final hopes back on track with a 4-0 win over the Netherlands. Wales have been all but eliminated after a 4-1 defeat to France. A dramatic day off the track in Formula One yesterday. Red Bull sacked Christian Horner, the sport's longest-serving active team principal who'd been in the role for 20 years. Horner's departure follows months of declining form and internal disputes as well as allegations about his personal conduct, which he denied and which were not upheld. The feature race at Fairy House last night, the Group 3 Stanera Stakes, was won by the favourite Goody Two Shoes for trainer Joseph O'Brien and owner JP McManus. Nicola Tuttle produced the second biggest throw of her career to win the Women's Hammer event at the Cork City Sports. In rugby, Ireland were eliminated from the Under 20 World Championships following a heavy defeat to New Zealand. The All Blacks won by 69 points to 22. Back row Aoife Wafer is an injury concern for Ireland ahead of the upcoming Women's World Cup. She's picked up another knee injury and has been ruled out of the two warm-up games against Scotland and Canada. And finally in golf, a week out from the start of the Open, Rory McIlroy and Padraig Harrington are taking part in the Scottish Open at the Renaissance Club's Seaside Links along the Firth of Forth, while Leona Maguire is in France for the latest women's major, the Evian Championship.
Pádraig, thank you. 8:41.